The FBI has announced plans to shift hundreds of agents from traditional crime fighting to counterterrorism activities. The reorganization comes amid mounting external and internal criticism from an agent in Phoenix and, more recently, an agent who investigated Zakaria Moussaoui. Now, an FBI agent in the Chicago field office is accusing the FBI of shutting down an investigation that could have led to some of al-Qaeda's money sources. Observers say it would not have stopped 9/11, but it does demonstrate the conflict between tracking terrorists and making prosecutions, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
A few years ago, Robert Wright began to suspect there were connections between Islamic charities in the U.S. and terrorist attacks abroad. So Wright, who's considered a smart but bullheaded special agent in the FBI's Chicago office, began to investigate. He started with Hamas, then included other groups. For example, according to two sources, he was running down evidence that a Middle Eastern company in the United States had funneled money to finance the U.S. embassy bombings in East Africa. Wright declined to speak on tape, but his lawyer, David Shipper, says his client was on the right path.
The key to the terrorism is money. The key to the terrorist activity is the financing of that activity. Bob Wright had established exactly how it was done, and he had the knowledge and the ability to stop it at its source. And that's what he wasn't permitted to do.
Initially, Wright claims, he was on his own. Wright is suing the FBI on another matter, and he says in a court filing that he had to buy his own computer and other equipment because the FBI wouldn't. But eventually, the case drew support from the Bureau and from prosecutors.
It was a huge investigation.
Mark Flessner was the assistant U.S. attorney in Chicago in charge of the case. He says they had a room, 20 feet by 30 feet large, filled with documents that showed terrorist financing. At its peak, there were 13 FBI agents and three federal prosecutors assigned to the case. A grand jury was hearing the evidence, and Flessner says they were building toward a prosecution. But then something happened. Flessner says a conflict broke out between the intelligence investigators, who were gathering evidence for a possible larger case in the future, and the criminal investigators, who wanted to go ahead and indict people. Flessner says soon the word came down from FBI headquarters. The criminal investigators could not use traditional techniques for fear of jeopardizing the long-term investigation.
If you can't use wiretaps, if you can't use assets, if you can't use the normal investigative techniques, ultimately it's only left to paper, bank records in this case.
And that paper evidence was not enough. Finally, in the summer of 2000, a year before the attacks on the World Trade Center, FBI headquarters shut down the criminal investigation. Walt Stowe, who was the number two FBI agent in the Chicago office at the time, says the intelligence side continued, though with far fewer agents and resources. He says the Bureau faced a classic dilemma. It could continue with the intelligence investigation, or it could try to convict some smaller players of giving material assistance to terrorist organizations. That charge carried a penalty of a few years at most, and he says that would blow the intelligence side's cover for the larger, long-term investigation.
When you weigh that versus a continuing flow of intelligence information that might give you information about the terrorist act, then you've got to weigh more heavily in favor of continuing the intelligence side of the investigation and hopefully stopping a terrorist act.
But Wright's attorney, David Shipper, says it was the wrong decision. The people that Wright and his fellow agents were investigating appear now to have connections to Osama bin Laden. Indeed, at least two of their key targets, Yassin al-Qaeda and Mohammed Salah, are now on the Treasury Department's list of organizations and individuals that support terrorism. One of them, Yassin al-Qaeda, is believed to be one of Osama bin Laden's major financiers. But Shipper says FBI headquarters wasn't interested at the time.
They refused to let him open up criminal cases where he had dead-bang evidence of criminal activity. This was before 9/11. It was sickening. After 9/11, it was tragic.
Of course, all this looks brilliant in the wake of 9/11, says former Chicago agent Walt Stowe. But he says, even with 20/20 hindsight, Wright still didn't have enough specific information to predict the September attacks.
In the course of my discussions with Wright, he never once said to me, look, there is an imminent terrorist act that my investigation is going to stop.
And in fact, few people, other than Robert Wright and his attorneys, would say that this was the key clue that the FBI missed. But the Chicago story is important, says Robert Litt, who used to oversee terrorism and other criminal cases at the Justice Department. He says it shows the split personality of the FBI and the conflict between the intelligence side and the criminal side.
Do we take down the perpetrators, prosecute them, recognizing that that means that the terrorists are going to start finding other sources for financing and we're going to have to recreate all our sources of intelligence? Or do we allow the intelligence to go on, recognizing that this is going to allow bad people to continue to do bad things and just hope that we can keep on top of them?
Litt says this dilemma will only grow more intense as the FBI shifts from prosecuting criminals toward preventing future attacks. In the meantime, Robert Wright will be going public with his allegations tomorrow, and he claims that other agents with similar stories will be coming forward soon. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.